Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. With the White House coming under pressure to do more following the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade, President Biden has met with a group of Democratic governors to brainstorm ideas about how to move forward. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports on Biden's message.
President Biden is renewing his pledge to do everything in his power to protect access to abortion. He says that includes helping women in states that ban or severely restrict the procedure and making the FDA-approved abortion pill more accessible. The president also reiterated his call to make abortion an election issue this fall, warning that a Republican-controlled Congress would try to pass a national ban on the procedure.
President Biden is looking ahead to November's midterm elections, acknowledging that he does not have support for his call for an exception to the Senate filibuster rule to protect abortion rights through legislation. In New York, state lawmakers are moving toward enshrining abortion rights in the state constitution. And Governor Kathy Hochul has signed a new gun control package in response to last week's Supreme Court decision striking down a longstanding state law. From member station WAMC, Ian Pickus reports.
Hochul called a two-day special session after the Supreme Court ruled New York's concealed carry limit unconstitutional. The new package signed Friday takes effect September 1st. It restricts carrying concealed weapons in sensitive locations, requires firearm training for license applicants, strengthens limits on the sale of body armor, and more. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie.
We're going to continue as Democrats here in New York to play defense on these head-scratching decisions that the U.S. Supreme Court has made.
The state Republican Party pledged to challenge the law in court. For NPR News, I'm Ian Pickus in Albany.
Another police officer has died after a shooting in eastern Kentucky Thursday night. From member station WEKU, Stan Ingold reports the officers killed have now been identified.
Floyd County Deputy William Petrie and Prestonsburg City Police Captain Ralph Frazier were killed on Thursday, as was a canine unit named Drago. The Prestonsburg Police Department, in a Facebook post, has confirmed a third officer, canine handler Jacob Chaffins, has also died from his injuries. Officers had originally responded to a scene to deal with a domestic dispute and were fired upon by the alleged gunman, 49-year-old Lance Storrs of Allen, Kentucky. After a standoff lasting several hours that now left three police officers dead and five others wounded, Storrs was taken into custody. He was arraigned Friday and his bond was set for $10 million. For NPR News, I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond, Kentucky.
This is NPR. The father of Reeva Steenkamp, the South African model who was killed by her boyfriend, Oscar Pistorius, has met with the jailed Paralympian. Kate Bartlett reports that the meeting is part of a victim-offender dialogue, a key part of South Africa's restorative justice system to help achieve closure.
Barry Steenkamp met Pistorius, who was sentenced in 2017 to 13 years for murdering his daughter. Late last month, Steenkamp's lawyer, Tanya Cohen, told NPR.
I can confirm that Barry met with Oscar Pistorius on 22 June for the victim offender dialogue. The process is a private and confidential matter, so we will not be disclosing any of the information divulged at that meeting or the discussions that took place.
Offenders are required to participate in a dialogue with victims as part of their rehabilitation path. The double amputee sprinter, now 35, always maintained he shot his girlfriend in their home on Valentine's Day in 2013, believing she was a burglar. He became eligible for parole last year. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
WNBA star Brittany Griner's trial in Russia is scheduled to resume next week. Her trial on drug charges began in Moscow yesterday, with the state presenting its case during a closed-door hearing. The U.S. says she's being detained unlawfully. Griner was arrested at an airport outside Moscow in February, allegedly with vape cartridges containing hashish oil. Forecasters expect Tropical Storm Colin to skirt the coast of the Carolinas through the weekend. Colin formed off South Carolina early today. This is NPR News.